This is the Allez Le Rouge podcast on the Blood Red Channel, bringing you the view from the terraces at Liverpool FC.
To another episode of Allez Le Rouge. I'm your host, Peter Hooton, and I'm joined by regulars John Nicholson, Stephen Monaghan and Keith Colvin. Well, it wasn't to be on Sunday, but what an achievement to claw back the lead City had in January. If Liverpool had lost a lead like that, it would have been all over the media. Liverpool have bottled it. But we didn't get that, did we, John, about City? I mean, obviously, you've got to congratulate them for how relentless they were. But we clawed back that lead, didn't we? And obviously, a disappointing day Sunday. But how do you think the media reaction's been to it?
Probably been a more harsh reaction from the rival fans than from the media.
Yeah.
You know, they seem to think that we somehow bottled the 14-point lead that Man City had, which is rather strange. But yeah. It probably shows the position that we're in. And to be honest, what we've done, it's been phenomenal. You think of 14 points behind what we had to do. I know we had to win that game, Man City, but we virtually had to win every other game as well.
We
almost did it. And to be still in with a shout going into the last 15 minutes, it's been absolutely fantastic of the club, all the staff, the players, the fans, for continuing to support and give them the encouragement the way we have. And it's just unfortunate that we've come up against a team that's got such resources, shall we say. You know, to be able to just be at that one little step ahead of us at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we've been fantastic.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable, you know. But Mono, I mean, it was like, you know, it was the news was filtering through when Coutinho scored about the 70th minute, I think it was. And then we're thinking 2-0, the bounce, at least get a draw out of it. At least, you know, because you know if City do score, you know, they can have comebacks and that. But what were your feelings when it was 2-0? Were you just thinking, now they'll come back, you know?
I'll be honest with you, Peter. I put it sort of at the back of my mind for once. Even when they sort of did come back later on, I was concentrating on our game, seriously. You know, I'd had a few pints, by the way, as well. So I was oblivious to the Wolves fans sort of cheering later on. But 2-0, you know, we had the draws, obviously. Maisy box behind us. It was his first shot, wasn't it, that got it all going. So
he was doing the old-fashioned way, listening to it on the radio.
Yeah.
So he seemed like to be ahead of everyone else.
Yeah, he did, and good on him. You know, all we could do was win our game, and that's what we set out to do. And then whatever to be was to be. But it was a bit gut wrenching, obviously.
Yeah, but it was looking like we weren't going to actually win the game, wasn't it, at one stage, because we did look a bit leggy, didn't we? I mean, I've looked at some of the stats and Wolves were like throwing bodies in front of our shots. We had something like 14 block shots or something, you know?
Yeah.
Incredible stuff, really. They were really going for it, weren't they?
Wolves played well, you know, and they give us a game. You know, that's what we were starting to think. We hope, you know, Villa could give City a game. And I'll be honest, none of my wildest dreams. I'm thinking, you know, they would have went 2-0 up. You know, at City, like, but Wolves had a good game against us, you know, and fair play to them, like. But I think, you know, once it did get round that, you know, they were getting beat, and then it lifted the crowd tremendously, didn't it?
I mean,
then that come onto the pitch then.
Yeah. I mean, Keith, the atmosphere when Villa went 2-0 up was like, you started thinking to yourself, didn't you? Villa are going to win or get a draw, and we're not going to win this game. That started like, that was like, I think it was a desperation thing, wasn't it? You know, come on, just score, you know. And we did eventually scramble a goal, but it was like, it was after City had took the 3-2 lead, wasn't it?
Yeah, because, say, Wolves started like a house on fire, didn't they? You know, they scored after, what was it, 3 minutes? And I think it was 3 minutes. And it reminded me of the Tottenham, as Mono alluded to there, the block shots. It just reminded me of the way Tottenham played. Tottenham just got a bit more class, haven't they, in some respects?
Yeah.
Probably in better place. But it was the exact same scenario. You know, there was shot after shot getting blocked. You know, I think Connor Cody took two in the face or the head twice, you know, basically knocked them over twice.
They were just throwing themselves at the ball, weren't they? It was,
you know, you can't say that they didn't have a go, and you know, I don't know what the reaction's been on social media as such, but you can't say that Wolves, and I haven't watched City at all, to be totally honest with you. I haven't seen the goals they scored. I haven't seen what Villa
done. Any papers?
No, but I'm sure Aston Villa had a good go at the City, so you can't blame on anyone's door.
It's just City won, you know, Keith.
I know they won. I know they won. I just haven't seen the goals. Yeah. I don't want to see them. But
from what from reading the reports and seeing the highlights, you know, they went 2-0 up and he brought Coutinho off and it changed the game.
Hmm.
He brought him off obviously to go defensive, keep this 2-0 lead. But in hindsight, he probably should. You know, he said that, hasn't he? That, you know, but it was one of those situations, John, where you know you just as soon as City get that first. You know they're coming back, don't you? I mean, we were just praying that it'd only be a draw.
Yeah, I think once they score the first one, it's probably going to happen. Then, to be honest with you, I haven't watched it. I don't want to watch it. I know what score it was.
Hello.
I don't want to. I didn't want to watch it and think, oh, they shouldn't have scored that, or that was a deflection. So I don't even know. So
they were cheap goals. Put it that way. I mean, I think. Especially the second one, it looks like, you know, I think the goalie should have done better with that. You know, if you've had that first team goalie, you might have done, but it's all ifs and buts, isn't it? You know, and their names on the trophy. But I think, you know, the very fact that we go to like within 5 minutes, it's so exciting for neutrals, isn't it? You know, I mean, people have been saying how fantastic it was last day of the season. But, you know, ultimately came away from the ground thinking, you know, what could have been? Because we went through all that with Brighton a few years ago.
Yeah.
And we didn't really want to go through that again, but we did. And, you know, it was heartbreaking, wasn't it, Mono?
Yeah, you know, as you said before, Pete, you know, to come back and John, you know, to come back from 14 points behind. And I can't believe when the rival fans, you know, sort of mock you. For how great a team we are, you know, it's like his belief, really. You know, and
it's jealousy.
Yeah, of course it is. It's football rivalry, which we all know. Do you know what I mean?
But I mean, I couldn't believe the Wolves fans cheering. You know, the cheering.
Yeah, but I never was obviously never was the City goals until like 2 days later. I think it was, but then I seen it where Villa fans were talking City as well. So it's the rivalry, you know.
Of course it is, and I think. I think Chelsea were celebrating, weren't they, as well?
Yeah, well,
you know, you'd expect
We have just beat them in Sukov, you know.
Yeah, and you'd expect that, don't you?
I don't suppose booing a future king goes, does he? You know what I mean, at Wembley?
I think that might have been... That might have had something to do with it, Keith. Yeah. But anyway, it was a brilliant, brilliant climax, but obviously, you know, you just got to look back at things that, you know, ifs and buts, then Ball City versus Everton, or our drop points against Brentford and Brighton, and ultimately I think it was probably the Tottenham game which we had to win, didn't we? But you know, it was one of those things. You know, we came so close, and what a team this is to have done that, to claw that back. You know, it's incredible, wasn't it?
I don't think you can look back at a game and say it was that game or game.
No.
Because we all know, we've watched enough games over the years, particularly at Anfield, where we've absolutely battered a team and 2-0 or got beat 1-0. That's football. Yeah. So that happens. So, you know, I really don't think we could have done much more than we did.
And I think, I don't know whether you're going to go on to it, but I think the fact that Klopp got the awards that he did is managerial. Some people have recognised that we've done a great job just to nearly claw it back from City. You know,
well, I know you're not on social media, Keith.
Yeah, I know.
But
that's
caused a bit of controversy.
I'm quite sure it has, but you know, he deserves it, doesn't he?
That's he's been voted by his peers and he's been voted by other managers. Yeah. And you know, so
that they understand.
Yeah,
they understand, you know what I mean? So,
Allez les Rouges on the Blood Red Channel.
Yeah, but I mean, the biggest, I think the biggest blow was when Thiago pinged that ball and had to go off, you know. But hopefully, reports are that he will be in training and he's got a chance for Saturday, which would be absolutely brilliant news, because that first goal, his back heel to Mane. Yeah. It was absolutely world class, wasn't it, Mono?
So I think it's, you know, we all gasped when he went, let me see him when he done it. Then
there was a collective gasp from the
cop. Just put his hand up, didn't he, and started walking towards the byline, and we all went right away. Oh no, he's got to be fit for next Saturday because he's imperative. I think that we need Thiago on our team, you know, along with Fabinho as well. For me, obviously, you know, he's been back in training. He's behind his injury now, but Thiago will be a tremendous loss for us, I think, if he doesn't make it, you know. But fingers crossed, you know, the doctors do their good work on him, and he might get the 90 minutes out of him, but you know,
you might get something.
We might see something out of him, you know, in the game, which I think that's all we can hope for, really.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those moments where I was looking at Thiago and I was thinking someone's going to have a word in his ear because he was charging around like a madman, wasn't he? Like, you know, he was, you know, not the usual way he plays, really.
Remember, as we said before, you know, the reacting to the crowd, aren't they? Because, you know, obviously
a few players done that.
Yeah, so, you know,
like Andy Robbo and that, sort of got.
Sorry, Keith, even though City, you know, maybe, you know, still getting beat 2-0 at the time, or it was 2-1 or 2-0, we still needed to win the game ourselves. So we needed the goal and then the third one kind of thing. So we were always needing to go forward all the time. So I think that transpired onto the field with them all. You know, they knew we had to win no matter what, you know, because even 3-2 for City, you know, what can happen, you know, and he can score in the last minute. So we had to keep on winning. So I think that's why
he
was running around, you know.
Yeah, but I was just shaking my head, go, you know, please don't do this, you know. But, you know, I think it's one of those, I think you're right. I think it was, you know, it shows his commitment to the cause, doesn't it, really? The fact that he was doing that, you know, and as you said, Keith, there was a few of them doing it, weren't there? There was a few of them.
Definitely.
I mean, he didn't have the Champions League final in the mind. Because otherwise they wouldn't have been doing that. It was just all focused on that game. And you've got to give them credit for that. Because
and also, Wolves were still having to go, weren't they? Let's be honest about it.
They were,
So, you know, we had, as Mono said, we still had to beat them. They weren't lying down for us, like, so.
Yeah.
You know, so all that was to factor into it as well.
So all roads now lead to Paris.
So enough of the doom and gloom, right?
Yeah, it's Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. So all roads lead to Paris, and I presume everyone's going.
Yavol.
Yavol.
That's the wrong country.
Wrong country, that way.
Yeah, but you know, it's Real Madrid versus Liverpool in Paris. You know, it's the stuff of legend, isn't it? You know, and 1981 conjures up that. But if you look at the recent results, I think we won our first three games against Real Madrid, but we've lost, you know, quite a few recently against them. So we've got to put that straight, haven't we? And, you know, we've seen them in the matches against PSG, Chelsea, Man City, that they're the team, a bit like Liverpool, who never give up, you know. They never give up. So, I mean, John, are you going over, yeah?
Yep, train. And train to London and Eurostar. We took a chance a few months ago and booked early, you know, when it was announced. So we've got a reasonable price and got lucky in the ballot as well. So
And when are you going
good
then?
Good to go. Friday.
Oh, Friday, yeah. Straight to Paris, or are you going to Lille?
Paris. Straight to Paris. Paris,
yeah. Keith, you're on the plane, aren't you? Is it Friday?
Yeah. Friday morning, yeah.
Friday morning, yeah.
9 o'clock. I think it's 9 o'clock, I think. So should be touching base into the hotel around midday, hopefully. So that'll be fun.
So the only person who's who after the Benfica Villarreal draw who really put his money where his mouth was you, Mono, wasn't it?
Well, you know, you've got to do it, haven't you? Take the gamble. No, it was soon. I done before, to be honest. As soon as they changed the city from St. Petersburg to Paris, I just done it. So you got the easy test. I mean, young Mono. So that lad are going together. Then we're going to meet up with his all in the old cell.
Yeah.
So,
So it's going to be, 81 was a fantastic occasion, wasn't it? You know, and Alan Kennedy scored the goal. I think the fullbacks are going to be very important in this game, aren't they? Because if you look at the stats of the fullbacks in the Champions League, I think Trent is leading in terms of crosses and assists, you know. So I think it's going to be, you know, that's going to be crucial. But it does also ask the question of, like, that's where Benzema and Vinicius Junior like to operate.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a game of chess on the tactics, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's why, you know, Fabinho is going to be so important to get him back in the team, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm assuming you tend to think if they're all fit, he'd play Fabinho, Henderson and Thiago. You know, yeah. Obviously, yeah. Henderson and Fabinho do a lot of covering for the fullbacks, yeah. don't they? You know, yeah.
Well, it could be if Thiago's not quite ready, Thiago on the bench, and maybe Henderson, Keita and Fabinho. Fabinho looks like he's in full training as we go doing this podcast.
Yeah.
So he's looking hopeful, you know, as long as he doesn't get a recurrence. But, you know, what a prospect. I mean, what a game, yeah. Real Madrid. I mean, everyone's just made up. It's not City, are they? That would have been an absolute nightmare. Not
especially,
only
when especially when you're flying from Manchester, it would have
exactly,
been.
Exactly, yeah. But, you know, even so, you know, you just wouldn't want, that would be a real dampener on the proceedings, I would have thought, wouldn't it?
Well, this is European royalty, isn't it? You know, Liverpool, Real Madrid, you know, conjures up, you know, the great teams of the past, you know, and obviously what happened in Paris in 81. So it's, you know, it'll start with the press again. It's just started, I think, today, hasn't it? Really?
Yeah, it really has started today,
So,
it will do, won't it? You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's a market man's dream game, this, isn't it? Let's be honest about it. You know what I mean?
Two of the most famous clubs in the world, aren't they? But, so, I mean, you know, obviously, it's almost like two boxers, isn't it, before a world heavyweight bout. Benzema's come out with a load of stuff, hasn't he? Basically saying, oh, you know, Liverpool aren't that different from a few years ago, and you know, it's
fine.
You know, he started a few comments. I mean, that all adds to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I think it's the similar to thing. Well, Salas has said a couple of weeks ago, you know, revenge thing. So that's come out, hasn't it? You know, not put us up against today, you know, by the press. He just said, no, I want to play because I missed the last game, really, didn't he? So,
well,
you know,
Salah. Salah, you know, he owes us one, really, doesn't he? You know, in terms of, you know, the way he's been performing recently.
He owes Madrid
one. It's like, you know, he owes Madrid one. But in terms of the way, you know, even when he came on Sunday, he wasn't firing, was he? He wasn't, you know, it was like, you know, he's getting into the positions, but, you know, we've got, fingers crossed, he'll have that extra incentive against Real Madrid because of what happened in Kiev, you know. But I mean, John, are you, you know, obviously the midfield, Modric, Cruz, and Casemos, are they're getting on a bit, aren't they? But they've got it in the foot, they've got football and brains, haven't they?
That's exactly it. They are getting on a bit, like Cruz and Modric, especially, but they've got so much quality. You know, they've got that pass in them that can kill us. And Wolves were doing it on Sunday, finding all the space behind us, you know, two or three times. We got to be careful with that, obviously, because I don't think Vinicius and Benzema will need asking more than once if they get put through, you know, as good as Alisson is. But that's why I think it's key that we've got Thiago as well, I think, as well as Fabinho. So we've got that extra bit of quality in midfield from the start, I think it's going to be key for us, you know.
Do you think it's significant, Keith, that they've had a bit of a layoff, haven't they, Real Madrid? Whereas we've been fighting, you know, obviously at the FA Cup, didn't we? They'd won the league before that. And then they've had a couple of games, but they've been like, you know, must have been like friendlies or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Second string and that. it can go either way, can't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we've obviously been going full tilt, like till obviously last Sunday. You know, is a week long enough to rest? You know, how long's too long? You know what I mean? Now, all these stats and all that will come up through the physios and all that. But for me, you'd rather play, wouldn't you? And no, I think most of them are getting towards the end of the season where they're not training, are they, really? They're just playing, resting, training, playing. So, me personally, well, I think it's a good thing to a degree.
That we have been playing, sharp.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Jürgen Klopp will tell you how much he thinks about rhythm and players being in that rhythm and playing all the time. So, I think that if you'd have asked him a month ago, do you want to have everything wrapped up now and you're just coasting for a month before the final? Yeah. Or do you want to keep at it every game? I think he'd say keep at it every game.
Keep at it.
And I think he's shown that. I know he picked a team against Southampton, which was obviously, you know, he rested players, no two ways about it. Yeah. And he surprised me on Sunday with the team he picked, because I thought he picked the same side, to be totally honest.
Yeah, I thought he'd rest a few players. But
in the end, he's gone for it. And he's obviously doesn't want players to get injured. Goes without saying, but he knows the importance, as John said, about being sharp and the intensity. So I've got no issue with it. You know, only time will tell whether Real Madrid have been resting better than us. Only time will tell. But I'm not that particularly worried.
But I think you're right about the rhythm. You know, I think, you know, a week's long enough, isn't it? And
I think so.
You know, I think keeping. I mean, there is an argument that, you know, they haven't played competitively for a few weeks, Real Madrid. So, you know, they might have. You know. It could be like they took the eye off the ball. I don't know, but you know they're obviously going to be a massive threat. An early goal is going to be crucial, isn't it? I think if we get an early goal, Morrow.
I think it's an important piece. Obviously Van Dijk's going to be back as well.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Settles. You know. Settles,
it's looking like he is, surely.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. You know. I think he was obviously with his injury, but I think he maybe just rested a bit more than, you know.
Yeah.
Then he, you know, he didn't want to get, you know, antagonize any injury really with him. So I think, you know, hopefully he will be back on, you know, Saturday.
Yeah.
But yeah, the early goal, I think it's, you know, we done it in Madrid against Spurs.
Yeah.
You know, that settles for a bit, didn't it? You know, it didn't turn out a good game in the end. But
you know, Madrid have come back and won games very late on in the last three rounds, haven't they? Yeah. So, you know, it's not going to be that. I don't think it'll be an easy game. Hopefully, it will be.
Yeah,
they're a dangerous side, but
dead and buried against Paris and Man City and Chelsea.
You can't see. And I know we'll have more fans in the ground and all that. But
we're gonna have 2/3 of the ground. Yeah, sure.
That won't worry them. Yeah. They're all experienced players, aren't they? Yeah. Most of them. Yeah. So I know they got
2/3 of the ground because in it, like in 81. He never turned up in 81, did he, Mono? It was that fella with the drum and a few others. But,
and a few with the white...
I was very disappointed by them and, you know...
The white hats,
the white hats. But, you know, it's... Liverpool going to have, like, you know, 70, 80,000 there, aren't they? In the city, maybe even more.
It could be more.
You're going to, I'd say, 50 to 60 in the ground, you know? Do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it's only over the road, as they say, you know what I mean? It's just past Brighton, isn't it? So,
you know, we've been
down the South Coast twice a lot this year, so you know, but I think everyone's just go anyway to take it all in. It looks like the weather's going to be nice as well.
Have you got your shorts ready?
Yeah, the ground reports are already packed, so yeah, you know, the fan park's going to be there, isn't it? You know, with the boss session. So that'll take a lot of people over that way. And it's not too close to the ground, is it? So people might just park up there, you know, the ones, obviously, who, you know, haven't got a ticket. Like, so I think they're just loads going just for the weekend. And
for the occasion,
Take it all in, you know, and it's just sad. Like, you know, everyone can't get a ticket, obviously.
Yeah, and, you know, about the ticket allocation. I think if those UEFA tickets that went to the ballot, the 12,000, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, if they'd have gone to the clubs, it would have been a lot easier, wouldn't it? You know, because they've just ended up on the black market, haven't they? And hopefully on the day, the prices will come down because, you know, people hopefully will realise they're not going to get rich on them, you know, because, you know, those UEFA ballot ones, there's no criteria required. You just got to put your name and address and email. I mean, it's ridiculous.
You know, 19,600 tickets, you know, out of this 80,000 stadium. Yeah. You know, I don't know what's going to be 75 on the day, but
it was old
81, doesn't it? But, you know, it just doesn't work. And as you say, if you would have give, you know, that ballot that they had, get the two teams another 6,000 tickets.
Yeah, would have made a hell of a difference.
We had 35,000 applicants, so
we did, yeah. So he had one in three chance, really, or less, you know.
Yeah.
But going back to the game, you know, it's going to be a massive game worldwide, this, isn't it? You know, because they're both massive teams and that. But, you know, Benzema was saying Liverpool are the favourites and they think they've won it. But I'm sure they had T-shirts with 14 on against Man City. Has he forgotten that?
Kidology.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, all Klopp's got to do is show them the video of that, hasn't it?
It's easy,
you
know.
That's the one, isn't it? You know, the 14, I couldn't believe it when they did it. You know, because it's the real number one, isn't it? You know.
Allez les Rouges on the Blood Red Channel.
John, what did you think when they done the 14?
Oh, I was quite happy with them doing that.
Yeah.
It often comes back to bite you, things like that, you know. Salah would have been better not saying anything than to say he wants Real Madrid, you know, when he got asked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it just gives them a chance to...
He's been asked the question, hasn't he?
He should have battered it back, really.
You know, it's a similar thing from 81 by Munich. Had leaflets on his seats.
That's what I was thinking.
Out to get to Paris. Paul Brighton had come out and said whatever he said in the press, hadn't he?
Yeah. You've just put the ball in the back of the net there, man. It was an open goal. I was setting it up for it.
Well in, lad.
Yeah.
Toss it to Keegan.
But in terms of Paris 81, memories of that, I mean, it was a pretty dull game on a terrible pitch, wasn't it?
Pitch was awful, wasn't it? Yeah.
Pitch was awful. And Alan Kennedy, all left foot, you know, breaks away from the throw-in and smashes it. You'd like to see Robbo doing that, wouldn't you? Because he's deserved that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he's done it last week, didn't he? You know, let's hope he's on a winning streak now with his goals.
Against Wolves was great, wasn't it? You know,
He almost won the cup as well, didn't he, for us against Chelsea?
He's getting in there, like, isn't he? Good.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting, obviously, with our fullbacks and, you know, the way we played, you know, Wolves, and if they would see, you know, they will obviously watch the game, like, studied us like we've studied them. But the ball's over the top again, you know, especially with Vinicius Junior and Benzema again, with speed that they've got. But that's why he's saying, Van Dijk's back, you know, to his fully fit.
But do you think he'll go with, for that, would he go with Konate or Matip? Because Konate seems to be, you know, fairly fast, doesn't he? You know, whereas Matip spider legs, but I think
Konate
is quicker, isn't he? You know,
he's sort of fancied him in these European games anyway, hasn't he?
But Matip's
had a great season. You know,
absolutely brilliant.
Very rarely injured, which is surprising, from him, in his past record.
Like. I think he'll go with Matip myself. I'd rather have Konate again, to be honest with you, but I think mainly because he's younger and he's a bit more physical. But I think he'll go with Matip.
Well, we speculated on the midfield, and obviously it depends on injuries. But is it just the forward line pick itself now? Is it Diaz, Mane, Salah? Is that what you start with?
But John, we say that,
probably, but at the same time, if Jota was in the lineup, it wouldn't worry me.
Yeah,
if he started, you know.
Yeah,
but probably what you've said is the likely starting three. But you never know with
Diaz has got, he's an impact player as well, Diaz, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know, he can come off the bench, can't he, and cause absolute chaos.
He's been brilliant, Diaz, you know.
Yeah. What would you say, Mono? I think if anyone, it's going to be Jota, it's going to be unlucky, isn't he?
We say it every week, more or less, Pete, you know, don't we, when we come on, you know, we're all happy no matter what three he plays, because we know. Like Josh is, you know, he comes on and impacts the game as well. You know, so Diaz, you know, obviously the same. You know, it's a big pitch. Maybe later on, but I think we'll go with Diaz myself. I think
it's a massive thing that Firmino's fit. I know he didn't do very well when he came on against Wolves, but he played well against Southampton.
Yeah, he was excellent, Firmino, wasn't he?
I think he could have a big burden on the game as coming onto the pitch. You know, later on.
Yeah, yeah. later on in the game.
I think it's a massive thing that he's fit. I'm assuming he is fit because he probably won't start, but I think he'll have a say in the game for me.
But it's great to have, like, you know, five brilliant strikers in it, you know, to choose from.
I think they'll all play a part at some stage, whoever he picks from the start. They'll all have some sort of role and maybe an impact on the game because they're too good of players not to, aren't they? One way or the five of them, you know what I mean? So, as I say,
it's going to be a fantastic occasion. And as you say, Paris, type of place, you know, people can get to, can drive to, can't they? So, you know, it's going to be a carnival atmosphere, isn't it, in Paris, Mono? I mean, have you got your itinerary sorted out?
Yeah, someone's booked us at a restaurant for the Friday night, and Matt, Mr. Hooton, I think, for 25 of us, is it?
I think. I haven't done it yet.
You better get a move on then.
I don't
mean a baguette and a bag of chips.
Yeah. I was just looking at a small, quaint Parisian sidewalk cafe for 10 people.
Yeah, there's one called the Moulin Rouge, I think, isn't he? Just dip in there for a quick one.
So, I mean, John, it's getting excited now thinking about it, and we're still a few days away, you know.
Yeah,
looking forward to it. I think it's going to be brilliant build up, going to be brilliant being in Paris on the day with the, you know, the boss event as well, and the lightning seeds, and then all that will spin off that. Just hope that it continues to match time, and the boys on the pitch can do the business for us.
Yeah. Keith, I mean, have you got any songs lined up? Any Parisian songs? Or are you going to go back to the old one from 81?
I'll tell you after the bar, 8 pints, what I'm going to do. But no, in 81, it was a bit of the rain wasn't the best, was it?
Inside
the ground was good, you know what I mean? It was
bit of a dampener,
But no, it was a good day there, actually, wasn't it? I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it was obviously the result helps, but the atmosphere inside the ground then was fantastic because again we had most of the ground, didn't we? It'll be the same Saturday.
And I've seen a big advert in the Liverpool Echo, believe it or not, LA La Rouge, and I thought, Jesus, they're advertising the podcast the full page, and it wasn't. It was for some souvenir stuff.
Yeah, I see.
But that was from Saint Etienne money in 77. But you know what a great chant that is, and hopefully we can get going, can't it, Mono?
Well, you know, we've got a bit of history, haven't we? You know, for France, you know, obviously Saint Etienne and LA La Rouge, then Paris in 81.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, PSG battered us once over there 3-0. But
Don't mention that one.
But so it's, you know, it's, they've got songs. We've got songs in our repertoire from Paris, I mean, you know, so it's in our history.
Yeah.
So hopefully destiny is calling again for us.
Destiny is calling. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. So, yeah, it's all roads lead to Paris. You've been listening to Alley La Rouge. I'd like to thank Mono, Keith Colvin, John Nicholson for joining us. And, you know, I know you'll all be getting very excited, so you don't want to be listening to podcasts. You want to be getting into the bars, listening to all the different songs, and hopefully Liverpool come back with the European Cup. And it'll be number 7 if we do it. And just imagine that. You know, we're recording this on the 25th of May, which is steeped in history as well. So 77 and the miracle of Istanbul. But, you know, to do it in Paris like we did in 81 would be the icing on the cake of an absolutely incredible season. Don't go on Twitter, Keith.
Because
everyone's saying that it's been a failure because we didn't win the league. But none of us ever talked about the quadruple, did we? We never mentioned the quadruple.
No.
We just nearly pipped them to the post after clawing back all those points. You've been listening to Alley La Rouge. Thanks to all our listeners all around the world, wherever you are. Thanks to all the other Blood Red podcasts, especially Poetry in Motion. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time. And hopefully we'll be celebrating number 7. Do you want to finish off with a song?
Hallelujah.
Oh, walking along on the banks of the Seine. Do you want to do that one, Mono?
What about Chanson d'Amour? Manhattan transfer.
Or Lost in France.
Yeah. That could be a few of us.
Oh, that'd be a few of them. Definitely. Our party be Lost in France.
Do you want to finish off with walking along on the banks of the Seine, Mono?
Wouldn't you like to be a scouser in gay party, walking along on the banks of the Seine, winning a European Cup once again? We went up the Eiffel Tower,
but only for half
an hour.
We won't be late when we celebrate a victory
in gay party.
And for all you listeners, there's a bit of time delay here because you can't actually speak on Zoom at the same time. So it wasn't that we were out of sequence.
Single notes, listeners. We always sing like this.
Thanks for listening and see you again in a couple of weeks.
You've been listening to the Alley Le Rouge podcast on the Blood Red Channel.